Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Heidi, again, if you have kids listening, we're doing this stuff early because we figure most kids now are sleeping in and they're not listening early. So we can do more of the PG-13 stuff early. And this is certainly one of them. We used to call these First Sex Fridays. And the theory is that most women, when they're going out with a guy for any amount of time, it's not a spontaneous first time where they get ultimately intimate. There's planning that goes on in a woman's mind, and she's got it all played out in her head. And
even
like
a one-night stand is, she's already planned to be open for that possibility. So I think there's very few truly spontaneous first times with a woman.
So we used to call these First Sex Fridays, where you call us up and you tell us, look, this is the weekend. I know my boyfriend is, you know, we've been going out for a couple of months, and I'll call you on Monday and I'll let you know how it goes. And this is the same case here with Lizzie, except it's not her boyfriend. It's her ex-boyfriend that she's hooking up this weekend. All right, Lizzie, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, what's up?
I would say that your email got priority status.
Yeah.
So, all right. Give us a little history of you and the ex, and then how he comes back into the picture and you get into the situation you're at right now.
We dated 5 years ago, and actually, ironically enough, he was the guy that I lost my virginity to. And so we dated for a few months, and then I hung out in the same social group as him, so I never really had a major problem with him. And he went his way, I went my way after graduating. And I called him up a few months ago and was like, hey, how are you going? Because I still had his number. And we ended up spending the day together, and then we ended up hooking up, and it's been a regular hookup ever since then.
Right, but he's not your boyfriend again?
No.
So you guys are just friends with benefits at this point,
yes.
But you had already been there before, so it's comfortable.
Actually, it's a lot better now than it was then, because I didn't know what I was doing, and now I know what I'm doing, so it's a whole lot better.
I'm sure he thinks so, too.
Yeah, he's sticking around too.
He's like, wow, is this different?
So it's purely physical at this point. There's no calling each other every day or texting each other, and the emotion's sort of out of it, and it's purely physical.
We're definitely friendly, and we definitely do talk, but it's not like I have to talk to you every day.
Okay.
Okay.
You know.
All right, so you're going into this weekend. It should be like any other weekend, but it's not.
Yeah, actually, I brought it up to him.
Okay.
So we were talking about different things that we wanted to try, and I was like, well, I want to try a threesome. So he was like, oh, really? I know a girl. Let me call her up. And he called her up, and she was like, yeah, sure. So
all right, we're speeding through this way too fast. So you go to the ex, and you tell him, look, this is something I want to try. I just want to let you know that in his mind, when you said that, he was like the dude at the slot machine that just won $1 million.
Yes.
All he heard was ding, 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 ding. People all around him were going sort of crazy, excited, excited.
And even if he didn't know a girl, he's like, I know somebody, and he's calling everyone. He's calling friends of his mom that he grew up with.
Oh, gross.
He's just like trying to make it happen.
How did he determine which would be the suitable woman to be with you guys?
Somebody that he was with in the past too, and they had kind of the same relationship that we're having right now.
Okay.
But
did you tell him what you were interested in a girl, like physical appearance wise?
I am really picky about girls, which is kind of weird because I'm bi curious. I'm not bi, but I'm definitely bi curious. so maybe this will make me bi. I don't really know. But he said that she's kind of like me, so I'm okay with that. So I've seen her on Facebook, and I think I'm hotter. That makes me feel better.
Did he have to? That's a really important key, actually, right there. We'll get into that. Did he show you the picture before you agreed?
He told me that she looked like me, and I was like, okay, well, that's fine. And then he was like, oh, well, she's friends with me on Facebook, so go look her up. And I looked her up, and she looked, about like me. I think I'm hotter, though. So.
And that's an important key for you, that you're the hotter one in this whole thing.
Oh, God, yes.
What if he showed you a picture of somebody that was hotter, that you thought was hotter than you? Would you have said no?
I probably wouldn't have said no, because I'm so comfortable with the ex that it doesn't really, bother me.
Okay.
But I probably, if it was with, another person and it was a hotter girl, I probably would have said no.
Okay.
So. Okay.
And is this something that he has never done before?
He has. I haven't. So.
Okay. Are you afraid of the jealousy issue at all?
God, yes, I'm afraid of it.
Yeah.
I'm
like, in the middle of it?
About it, even though I shouldn't be, because he's not my boyfriend. He doesn't have any real tie to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to get a little bit drunk and hope that helps me out. So I have to deal with the jealousy factor.
I'm curious about your bi-curiousness. What is it about...
You're bi-curious curious?
Yeah. Curious about her bi-curiousness. Anyway, I'm just...
You're curious bi-curious.
Interested to find out what is it that you're seeking. Like, why wouldn't you just go after sleeping with a girl on your own? Why does he have to be there?
He doesn't in particular have to be there. I just have never been in a situation where I have been able to just one-on-one be with a girl. And if I was in that situation, I probably would be with a girl. But I just have never been in that situation before.
So you feel like he's kind of introducing the situation. If it goes well with her, maybe he is left out of the equation next time.
Quite possibly.
Okay.
I don't particularly know if it would be with the same girl. Different girl or what.
I hate the way women just use men.
I know. Well, one of my guy friends, one of my best guy friends I've known for forever, he said this is the situation that happened to him. He said the one time he was offered a threesome, these two girls wanted to get together, and he was only there so that they could say he was there.
Well, here's the thing. If she offers it, guess what? Guess what she's really interested in? Mm-hmm. If he offers it, she's doing it to please him.
Oh, really?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's whoever initiates it.
Why is a girl going to offer it to a guy unless she's truly interested in having another girl in there?
I had never thought of it that way.
Bridge where she's comfortable with him, she's done it with him, she's never been with a girl, she's feels a little awkward, and so then she uses that as the conduit. But if a guy's pressuring the girl, she's just doing it to please him.
Right. And my guy friend that it happened to, he said, they just wanted to be together, and I didn't care. He's like, that was totally fine with me. He said, because I got involved in the beginning, and then I sat back as an audience member at the end. So he was totally fine with getting used.
I think for a guy, the bar is going to be set pretty low. Just the experience itself is going to be just fine. Just fine. Hey, Leslie, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I was just calling because she said she hoped drinking would help. Drinking definitely helps a whole lot, because I'm a straight girl, and I've had two threesomes with my best friend, who's a girl.
Whoa.
Who she's bi. So it definitely helps loosen you up and lose that little rigidness you got going on.
Well, you got to be really careful, because I know some, if they're in that situation, will be so nervous about it that they would get so drunk that they wouldn't be able to perform.
You've had friends that told you this story.
I've heard stories.
Really? So how do you think that would play out if the person was to get so drunk they couldn't perform, Bert?
Well, he would probably throw up on himself in a public bathroom stall at a bar and have to bail on the whole situation while the two girls were waiting by a cab, waiting for him.
Bail, do you mean like climb out the bathroom window or something? I mean, that's just
wait till everybody's gone and then split through a back door. Because you only had one time to ever do that in your life, and you totally choked.
I'm really glad you just made that up. That's a horrible
situation. Isn't that a crazy story?
Really?
That is nutty.
That's an odd
amount.
What kind
of sissy guy would do that?
That's an odd amount of detail for a made-up story.
It's just playing through my head.
What would the name of the bar be?
I think it was in D.C. I was definitely in D.C., and I can't remember what the name of the bar would have been if this was a real story. All right, hold on. We're just going to get one more piece of advice for you because you said the jealousy issues you're really concerned with.
Yeah.
This guy, John, here, he wants to be on The Voice Disguiser also. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, about the beginning of about 2000, me and my then wife, she went through a little curious phase, and we did the threesome thing with this same girl for over a span of a few months. But the funny thing about it was we did it a few times, and then, you know, it was just in the middle, you know, just in the span of one night and stuff, and so we decided to go away one weekend. And we go away one weekend to the beach, and, you know, we go to bed that night. In the morning, we wake up, and it just so happens, I didn't do it intentionally, but I have my arm over the other girl, you know, facing her. And I tell you, that nothing else caused any jealousy, but that one thing right there caused World War III.
Uh-oh. You know, if you read, like, Maxim, or you read, like, Ask Men, or a Men's Health, and sometimes when you go to, like, the sex section and they're giving advice in this area, the advice that is across the board in every single article the same, it says always pay attention to your girlfriend or your wife, the priority girl in this whole thing.
To me, that's common sense.
Well, not for guys. I mean, it's kind of – there's a lot going on in this. You've been thinking about it your whole life, and I just want to grab. And they're saying, like, no. You got to focus on who the priority is or you'll mess it up entirely.
And see, my thought with him in that last call is that he shouldn't have been sleeping in the middle. You know, if
you should
you
have
are,
been on the side of his
the wife.
Wife
should have been in the middle. So, I mean.
That's good threesome advice, Melissa.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for that.
Hey, Lizzie, we got to check back with you on Monday morning to find out how it all went, okay?
No problem. And it either might be tonight or on Saturday. I'm not really sure because for some reason this Saturday is happening. So.
Are you more nervous or excited?
To be honest, both.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best not to dwell on it because the more you dwell on it, the more nervous you get about the situation. And the only problem is there is not a priority girl here. I'm not his girlfriend.
You're the one with the friendship, though, so you should definitely get priority. What,
well,
Melissa?
He's friends with her, too, but I guess because I'm the current friend with benefits, I should get priority. And I'm also the new person. I've never done it before, so
yeah.
I should get priority.
I think the only mistake you've made, but, I mean, I guess good luck going on the weekend. The only mistake you made is I think you should have picked the girl instead of him.
Too late now.
Yeah.
We'll see. If we do it again, I am picking the girl.
Because, you initiated this, I can't imagine going into it blindly. Like, you never met her.
You don't even
her.
Know if you're going to be attracted to
exactly.
her.
Exactly. Like, this.
Yeah.
I couldn't do a blind sex date,
you know? That's really kind of what it is, yeah. All right, Lizzie, let's talk to you on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Good luck,
bye.
I think.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I have a story about water and a pool that I wanted to relay to you guys because I made the sad realization recently at a pool party that it's not just kids that pee in the kiddie pool.
Gross.
And the reason I say this is because I was at a pool party and we were just, and it was a public pool and I won't say where it is. It was a pool that was outside pool somewhere. And so there was the adult pool and the kiddie pool separated.
So it's like some sort of community center.
Not necessarily.
Country
but
club,
I'm just,
whatever.
I'm not saying where it is. So there's an adult pool and then there's a kiddie pool. And so there wasn't, I mean, it was during the day and everybody was hanging out and laying out and stuff. And so I was laying out. And so I noticed, and it was just our group there. And one of the women in the group got up and said, "You don't think anybody mind, you know, me getting in the kiddie pool, do you? You know, like to us, like you, because there's no kids around. So it's no big deal, right?" Because she was saying that she was hot, but she still wanted to lay out. So she laid in the kiddie pool and just kind of had her arms outstretched on the concrete and just laid back.
Okay. I need a definite definition of exactly what the kiddie pool is. This isn't one little itty bitty inflatable pool where the kids are playing.
No, you're in a public pool where you have the adult pool and then the kid pool over to the side. So like at a community, like Jim was describing, a community center, a country club, a hotel.
It's shared water?
It's not shared
water.
It's
not shared, okay.
They're separated.
And that's important right there.
Yes, and so she's sitting in the kiddie pool, laid back and hanging out. So I didn't think anything about it because I thought, well, she, you know, she was hot, and but she didn't want to get in the adult pool because she didn't want to get her hair wet, right? So, okay, fine, no big deal. I'm laying out, laying out. Okay, then she gets up and goes back to her lounge chair. No big deal. And then soon after, a family comes in, and there's a little girl that starts heading to the kiddie pool. And I heard her say, "Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no." And I was like, "Well, what's wrong?" And she confessed to me that she was peeing in the kiddie pool, and that's why she went in there. Instead of going to the bathroom, the public bathroom was literally near us. I mean, there was a women's and men's bathroom.
Do that? How old is this woman?
She had to be in her 30s.
You're kidding.
And peed in the kiddie pool when nobody else was there because for some reason she couldn't walk 15 feet to the public bathroom.
It's less offensive to me than peeing in the adult pool because at least you could look at the kiddie pool and go, "This kid's been peeing in it the entire day
but
long."
But if there's a bathroom available, why not use the
bathroom? I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying if you're going to pee in the adult pool where I'm hanging out, or you're going to poo, or you're going to pee, I should say, in the pool where the kids are, I understand why you go over there.
That is disgusting.
And then I hope you feel bad when the little kids, they're waiting in the kiddie pool.
There's more water in the adult pool. If you're going to do it, at least be where it could be dispersed a little bit more.
And there's going to be more coming from a 30-something-year-old woman than from a 5-year-old girl.
That's nasty.
You're guilty.
I'm guilty. I was a swimmer for 12 years competitively.
Did you pee in the kiddie pool?
Not in the kiddie pool, but my coach would not let me get out of the bathroom. He said, "That's what the chlorine is for. Stay in the pool."
Well, see,
really? But I got used to it.
You
so
didn't
I'm
have
guilty.
A choice.
I'm still guilty because I got so used to it.
Oh,
but
no.
It's okay. I think we can all, as adults, we have all peed in large bodies of water.
The ocean,
not
yes.
The pool.
I don't make
the
a habit of it.
So you're telling me that neither you or you, Melissa and Jen, as an adult, neither of you have ever peed in a swimming pool?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
In the ocean, for sure.
In the ocean and the lake, but not in a swimming pool.
Bert, please.
Yeah, I have to.
All right, thanks. Because I think that it's an acceptable practice in a large pool. Just
I'm never swimming with anyone of you
ever.
Just don't ever. My fault. My with her is. I mean, the kiddie pool is kind of gross. Like getting the big pool.
Well, you would never go in that thing anyway.
There's a bathroom, 15 feet.
Yeah,
but never announce it.
Right.
Why would
never
you say, I'm peeing right now? Shut up. I don't want to know that.
Well, I think it was, I don't think she meant to verbalize, "Oh, no," when the kid came, to the family came, and the kids started, you know, put the little floaties on and started walking toward the pool, and I think it was just an inadvertent, "Oh, no." And so it's like, what are you talking about? And then she had to confess.
I'm always a little bit nervous, even though we have never been able to receive a call from somebody saying that this is true, but as an adult, I'm always a little nervous that if I do pee in the pool, that red dye or the purple dye is going to show up around me.
That was a rumor I heard when I was younger too, and that's what's always
true. It's a movie. I mean, I think we've seen it in movies, but it's never happened.
I was a lifeguard for 6 years, and we never ever put anything in the pool that did that.
Yeah.
I think it's just rumor, but it was enough to scare me out of never doing it.
They did it on MythBusters, I think.
Oh, really?
And I think it does exist, but it's not true. Like there is something that you can do, but
no one ever does it.
Nobody does it because it also would react to like sweat and other stuff or something like that.
Now the way it was explained to me is that the acid in your urine would be the thing that would activate this dye around you, which was enough for me to hold out for a long time. And then it was like just a little trickle just to make sure there was no
dye. And then nothing happens.
And then nothing happens, and then you just let that thing go.
Oh, my God. That was so
I don't believe
gross.
Either one.
I do not believe you guys.
Liars.
I will get out of a pool and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, even at my pool at my apartment complex, I'll go back to my apartment.
Yes.
What about a lake?
Yeah, I just said an ocean lake. I've done it, but not.
But a confined pool area,
no,
not a chance.
Because it's a smaller body of water.
That's well, what the chlorine is for.
And then
it
like,
kills everything.
Cleans you up.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't give you permission just because it's there for you to do anything. You, oh, God.
Have you ever swam through someone else's pee when they peed in the pool because it feels a little warmer than the rest of the water?
No!
Yes, I have done that.
Well, that little girl did. That little girl was like, oh, mommy, this pool's really warm in here. We all pointed at my friend. It's her fault.
Before you guys all get critical or whatever, if it's if it's any smaller than Olympic size, I will not number two in it.
That's big.
Good,
of you.
That's good.
Thanks.
Good morning, Erin. You are on Q100. Hi.
Yeah, I would love to know if anybody else has actually seen it because our friends of ours, our family member of ours, has a pool and has the chemical and has the bottle there. So we know that it's there, so nobody has done it. I don't know if it's telling us that so that nobody does.
It doesn't exist.
But it has. There is a chemical that will react to it that you will know. And she said it's a fog of purplish red.
Ew!
Oh,
that
damn.
Is a great idea.
Totally. So she has shown you the bottle before you and the kids get in the pool. She says, look, this is the chemical that's in there.
Oh,
and if you pee,
brilliant.
Then it's going to become purple.
That's going to
happen. So now we've never seen it, so we don't know. But even her little kids will... One day the kid ran out of the pool and ran over to the grass, and we could totally see her going. And she said, I can't go in there, and I can't make it to the house.
That's so
she
funny.
Has even stopped her children from doing it.
It's a brilliant idea.
You realize it's a bottle of peroxide she's showing.
Yeah. Probably. And parents should know better. Like, parents know that you never sit in one of those little inflatable pools with your kids.
Oh.
Never, no. Never, never. And it's the same rule for any kind of kiddie pool. If it's confined water, you don't get in there. Never.
Hey, would I be ruining it for a lot of people who don't like to swim in urine if I said I just looked this up on Snopes?
And what?
About the dye?
No such thing.
Or about just peeing in general?
The dye.
I want to know. How much time have we spent on what's going on with the elections in Iran? 13 seconds. How long have we spent on talking about peeing in a pool? 9 minutes. That's what you get with the Burt Show right here, people.
That's sad.
I keep trying
to
pronounce that guy's name. Ahmadinejad. Right?
Yeah.
Did I get
there
it right?
That is the name of the chemical that you put in the pool.
Ahmadinejad. I've been practicing that out loud in my car because it drives me nuts when I read it and I can't immediately say it.
I think that's what you should say. Like when there are people around your pool, go, look, I've got this bottle of Ahmadinejad right here. And if you guys pee in my pool, then it's going to turn all sorts of Ahmadinejad colors.
Red, Bert, you just sujeethed it.
Ahmadinejad.
No. Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad.
Nope.
Nope. Suchitha.
Suchitha.
Suchitha?
No. Ahmadinejad.
Hey, Troy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Love y'all show.
Thank you.
I just going to tell you that everybody's talking about how peeing in a pool is gross.
Yes.
It really doesn't matter because all urine is sterile anyway.
That doesn't matter, man.
I understand that.
Yeah, but it's
I don't
still
really,
urine.
I would like permission before I have to do anything with anybody else's bodily fluids.
Yeah, and I put a lot of products in my hair. I spend a lot of money on my hair. I spend
really?
A lot of money on shampoos and conditioners. I don't want your pee in my hair in the swimming pool.
It won't make any common sense. Even if it's sterile, I still don't want to swim through a sea of your urine.
No, get out of the damn pool and go to the bathroom.
Sometimes
God,
it's far. Sometimes you're drinking.
And while you're going to the pool, I mean, the bathroom, be sure and drag your knuckles on the ground. What is wrong with you that you're peeing in the pool? As a grown man, Jeff.
I got no problem.
Grown ass man.
From time to time, you're drinking in the pool or whatever. You got a cocktail in you. It's forever to get to the bathroom. You do what you got to do.
Because that's another thing. It's going up your nose and your mouth.
In your
you're
mouth,
gross.
In your eyes.
I'm gonna go with like those pools, like at the Hard Rock in Vegas. That's probably 30% urine.
Damn!
Look, pee is the last thing you need to be concerned about in a pool in Vegas.
Oh, that's true.
You could end up pregnant.
So, what'd you find?
It doesn't exist.
The dye does not exist.
Does not exist.
That is important information this morning.
Yes, but you can Snopes. Remember we talked about that? Like the creators of Snopes aren't always right.
Don't you trust anyone?
Look at how jaded you've become working on this show. If there's one thing you can trust in this world, it's Snopes.
Okay.
Yeah, they said the problem is a dye could be produced, but you have the same organic compounds in sweat and maybe even tears or spit or any thing that comes off the body.
No.
So
pee away, people.
Yep.
Oh,
pee
God.
Away. You can't get caught. Pee away this weekend.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, let's get to Jack here. He wants to be on The Voice Disguiser.
And Jack is obviously not his name.
No.
Okay.
Why, there are no guys' names?
No, because he wouldn't be coming on here to ask about this if he does plan to get married in 2 weeks and use his real name.
Well, things might have changed a little bit over the last 24 hours because he just got some pictures back from her bachelorette party. He is not happy.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Outstanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do we start? Where was this weekend?
I'd actually rather not say because it's not really in a town or a place that's known for bachelorette parties.
Okay.
And to do so would really sort of reveal a lot about what went on.
Okay.
From what I can tell.
Why don't you give us the details that you can then?
Yeah. So the fiance went off to her bachelorette party this weekend. My assignment was to gather other photos of us to hand out at the reception. We're doing this thing over the hearth of the place we have picked out. You know, we pictures of us going back to when we first met, and you know, all well and good.
Mm-hmm.
Problem was, you know, I was going through an online photo sharing website, basically looking for pictures, and I come across this album labeled my fiance's bachelorette party, and there's totally a picture of her. With a male entertainer who's totally nude. She's got her hand right on his junk.
Eek.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything sexual is happening. Obviously, the guy was a professional. But I just don't know what to do or what to feel about it. Because I don't know if this is normal or not. You know, is this like what women do on these weekends, on these parties?
So she was touching it.
And fully flesh to flesh.
Bert?
I want to ask more questions about the picture.
Me too. I think we need more details.
Like, was it like her hand or was it like other things?
I mean, it was her hand and it looked like she was laughing, you know, as you were.
Oh, that's not fair to the guy. You
know, other girls and other pictures in the same album doing the same thing.
So all the girls were doing it.
Yeah, all the girls are doing it.
Everyone's doing it.
Hmm.
Okay, so he's naked, and she's got her hand on his junk.
I thought there was no touching at those places.
I know. I thought so, too. And why would you want to?
We've done this dozens of times before where we ask, are bachelorette parties more wild than bachelor parties, or are bachelor parties more wild than bachelorette parties? And we always get calls from people saying it's not even close. Bachelorette parties are way more crazy.
No, it depends
way crazier.
On the group.
It does depend
as
on the group.
As a general rule, I think bachelorette parties are crazier.
I don't know about
bachelor
that.
Bachelor parties. You guys just keep secrets better than we do as far as that thing
I would
goes.
Totally agree.
Mm-mm.
And guys, keep in mind.
What women do are out in bars and out in public and being silly.
Yeah.
And what guys do is behind closed doors.
It's not true.
I don't think that's true.
Keep in mind, guys exaggerate. When you hear a story about a woman's bachelorette party, it's downplayed. When you hear a story about a guy's bachelor party, it's played up.
Yeah, but the ones that you've told us in the past about food and things like that, women don't do that.
Well, this woman does. Yeah. His fiance that he loves very much.
Well, it sounded like, everybody in the group was, touching. I've never been a part of a bachelorette party where touching was allowed. But they touched, and everybody's laughing while they're doing it and taking pictures. So nothing sexual was going on between them. But
well, let's reverse this. Okay, so let's say she's looking through, and she's finding pictures. And at his bachelor party, he's got his hands, or a hand, on some stripper's
hoo-ha.
And how are you going to, I mean, how is she going to handle that?
You said
I mean,
Dan.
If the picture where he's laughing while he's doing it and then all the other guys are doing it, I mean, I see why you're upset. Is it worth calling off the wedding for?
Is that what you're thinking?
No, I mean, it's not anything like that. It's more like when she come home tonight and, you know, we talk about the pictures that I've been looking for. You know, do I even bring it up?
I think you bring it up.
Yeah, I definitely think you bring it up.
Because I'm just so conflicted about this.
Yeah, it's not like there's anything for you to hide here. You didn't break into a Facebook. You didn't break into anything.
No,
there the pictures
exactly.
are.
At her request, I was going around to her friends. Shared photo albums just to get good pictures of us.
Why don't you just print out that picture and put it up at your reception?
Well, that's kind of a problem because I went back this morning just to double check and see how I felt about it, but now it's password protected.
Somebody remembered.
So were there...
Got sober.
Because here's what happened. You said that you were going to her friends' accounts to look these up.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. She was sitting around last night, you know, hanging out by the pool or beach or wherever they were, and she goes, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I got him working this weekend. He's going through all y'all's photo albums to find cute pictures to put us. Isn't he a great guy? And somebody went, he's going through where? What?
Yeah.
More than likely, it was somebody said, oh, I just posted those pictures. And somebody said, you did what?
Right.
That's probably how the conversation went.
Hey, Alicia, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I wanted to tell this guy he has nothing to worry about because we had a stripper come to my house for my bachelorette party, and he put our hands on him. Like, I know they say no touching, but he had every single girl touching him. So maybe she didn't want to, but he forced her to, and of course she's laughing because it's fun. But
Does she look like in the picture that she's trying to pull away, or is she pretty lucid?
I mean, pretty lucid, but, you know, you can only tell so much from a photo like that.
No problem.
Was he pretty lucid?
My question is, what are you most upset about? That this incident happened, or that she didn't tell you about it, or that she's now password protected it? Like, which part of it is the most upsetting to you?
Well, you know, to be honest, you know, I haven't really had a chance to talk about her weekend. She's been so busy that, you know, I haven't even really had a chance to, you know, kind of hear how things went.
So when she comes home and you say, how did it go, if she tells you and if she's honest about it and says, I was in this really awkward position, blah, blah, blah.
That's going to be a hard conversation.
We were drinking a lot.
And that'll be fine because, you know, I know these performers don't do anything. You know, it's not. I don't know what the regulations are on what he can and cannot do. But
So you'll be fine if she confesses to you, but if she doesn't confess, are you going to be mad?
See, I probably will be.
Yeah.
Well, stay calm. Don't let it get her.
Pictures are password protected. No, she knows what my assignment was this weekend.
Don't let it get her eyes out of you. Just stay calm.
Are you writing this down over there?
Hey, Samantha.
Hey, leave me alone. I'm having a ball.
Be sure and tip your waiters.
Serious.
I will say, though, the fact that she's laughing in the picture lends to it being more of this group screaming, ha-ha, you know, like more innocent than if she was not laughing in the picture.
Hi, I know you saw
Good morning, me. Ty. Thank you are part of the Burt Show. Hi.
I don't think that he should be mad at her because the bachelorette party, and why would she come home and tell him, like, what she did? I mean, if he says something to her from what he saw, I understand that, but he shouldn't be mad because she doesn't come home in detail what happened at her bachelorette.
So let me ask you this then, Ty. So if she walks in the door and he says, so tell me about the bachelorette party, and she doesn't volunteer this information, are you saying that he has cause to be concerned there, or it's not a big deal?
No, I'm saying he shouldn't be upset because it's her bachelorette party, and you wouldn't normally give details. Like, it should be an understanding. Like, that's fun. She would probably maybe say, yeah, we had a strip or whatever, but she's not going to give details of what happened, and if she doesn't, that doesn't mean that she's being shady. And if he says, this is what I found out, and she lies, that's one thing.
So, Jack, two questions for you. Did you oppose this bachelorette party before it happened? And the second one is, are you having a bachelor party?
To your first question, yes. We went on a golf weekend, just my buddies and I. Weren't any strippers. Two, I knew she was going on this bachelor party. I have absolutely no problem with it whatsoever.
Okay.
Nor do I really don't have a problem with her being a male stripper. You know, I couldn't care. I just, you know, I certainly didn't expect to see her hand on his package. And
That's a little disturbing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little disturbing. And then to find the account password protected. Went. I just want to make sure I'm not overreacting, that I'm not underreacting. You know, just when I see her tonight, because, you know, I love this girl with all my heart, and I can't wait to get married to her.
Just get some antibacterial soap.
Yeah.
Make sure she washes her hands.
Did anyone, when you were golfing, did you let anyone else hold your balls?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
serious.
Wash those balls.
Come on. Right. You're better than that.
I think it's awesome.
Hey,
what
Jennifer.
Is wrong? You need to eat, Wendy.
Yeah.
Solid food.
Yeah, you know what? Have a grilled cheese and then tell me if I'm funny.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Good morning, Jennifer. You're on Q100 Hot.
I think this is kind of a violation. I'm married. I've been married for 3 years. I could never go to a bachelorette party and touch another guy like that. She's still with him. At some point, that's got to be considered a form of cheating.
Don't y'all think that's over the line? I mean, she had her hand on his back. It's flesh on flesh.
It's definitely over the line, but sometimes the bachelor and bachelorette parties do that. I mean, I don't think you should call off the wedding because of it.
Well, I don't even think he's talking about that.
He wants to know how to handle it when she gets home. And I think that there's no problem with you saying anything.
Tell her.
Yeah, because you're bothered by it. So talk about it, you know, and see exactly what happens.
Is this a character type thing? Like, if she doesn't tell you that what happened, will you sort of say, are you saying to yourself, I didn't realize that I was marrying a woman that was capable of doing that?
I don't know. We've always been honest to you, so it's so central to our relationship that... she'll probably just come out and say, oh, yeah, you know, we got a stripper, and it was no big deal.
How long have y'all been together?
A little over a year before we got engaged.
Okay.
So what's the game plan tonight? You're just going to let her come in the door, you'll ask her, and then you'll see what kind of information she gives you?
I mean, I think so. I think I'm just going to let her see where it goes, and then I might just say, oh, did you guys get a stripper? It wasn't fun, ha-ha, kind of thing. Because it seems to be the consensus from everyone out there.
Okay. I think that there are going to be some, if we check back with you tomorrow and she doesn't volunteer the information, are still going to say it's not a big violation. But there are others, like that last caller, I think are going to say it's a huge violation.
It's bothersome for sure, but I don't know if it's big enough to not get married.
I think it's just one of those. For me, it's like, it's don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
I just want to believe the innocent. I don't want to believe what happened. That's
all. Sometimes you don't want to know.
You don't want to ask him. All right, Chick, let's check back with you tomorrow and find out exactly how it all worked out, okay?
Okay.
And you are going to scrub those hands like a doctor does before surgery.
You know what? I'm guessing that dudes... dude is more impressive than stripper because he's so cool about it.
You mean Jack has
confident.
More...
Yeah.
More size.
Jackson's Johnson's better than strippers.
Gotcha. I think I get it.
Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, producer Tracy here. We've done this before, and we have got to do this a lot over the next week because, frankly, this is not going to go all week.
I hope not.
Why do you guys say that? She's not due.
She's not due for
until
3 weeks.
It's 3 weeks.
Way.
She's miserable.
I hope I'm not going 40 weeks. I actually woke up cranky this morning because for whatever reason in my head, this has to happen on a weekend. So the fact that it didn't happen this weekend made me think, well, I have to wait till next weekend. And if it doesn't happen next weekend, I have to wait till the following one.
You're in such work mode.
I know.
I love her.
Why does it have to happen on a weekend?
Because it's just a weird way my head was thinking about it. And it just dawned on me as I was walking down the hall. You know, you could go into labor at any point.
You know, actually, you don't want to deliver a baby on the weekend.
Why?
Because the hospital, that's when accidents and stuff happen. happen. So if you more accidents and injuries and stuff like that. So if you have to go to the hospital for anything elective, you want to do it like on Tuesday or Wednesday, because those are the days, the least accident-y days, and that's when it's the safest to go to the hospital.
I just realized that I can't plan this, and now you're telling me.
But I mean, any day's good.
Yeah,
any day.
It's
fine.
On your schedule, Trace. Here's what we need to do for Trace. If you're a parent right now. If you're a parent right now, 404-741-Q100, because we need to get her some practical parenting advice. So here's how we like to handle this. If you've had a situation with an infant or a toddler and you've worked through the problem, you know the answer, you know how your whole family went through it, and it worked out great, then give us a call right now, 404-741-Q100. You tell us exactly what was going on in the house and the problem that you had. Don't tell us immediately how you fixed it. Tracy here is going to tell you how she would handle it. Because a couple of weeks ago, she realized she's never had to do any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
None. I always get to give the child back to their parents so they can discipline them. And I just realized I have to do it myself now.
And it is totally different. When you're in the heat of the moment and it's your child, it is completely different than when it's with somebody else's. But I think this happens to every soon-to-be parent where you realize, holy crap, I've never done this before. And every situation that arises is a unique and new situation.
Yeah, I don't envy you at all. And I think that it's also because you're so unconditionally in love with your own child that it clouds your decision making.
My child can do no wrong.
Yeah, when it wouldn't if it were from the outside looking in. You know what I mean?
And I'm also afraid that if I do handle it the wrong way, I'm going to scar them for some reason. Right. Something so minor, and I've just ruined their life for the next 50 years.
Right. The goal really is to get them out of the house and get them to 18 or 19 before they need therapy.
Yeah, see? And I don't want her to need therapy.
It's going to happen.
Everybody's got issues. Every human being will have issues. So, you know, you'll scar her somehow.
Not
I'm just kidding.
Perfect
no.
Ella.
I know. Ella will not have issues.
All right. Here's Jennifer with a very common one. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Can you help Tracy out here?
I can help Tracy. Tracy, I know you're ready to go, so get on to the hospital. But let me tell you real quick about a pacifier incident. I don't know if you're going to use pacifiers or not. But
okay, now wait a sec. Now don't tell us the answer. Just tell us the problem, and Tracy's going to try to tell you the best way to fix it.
Okay, I'll tell you the problem. My daughter was given a pacifier by a nurse in the hospital when she was first born. They didn't ask me. So the pacifier became glued to my daughter until she was 3 years old. And we could not get it away from her. We tried everything we could to get it away from her. She, you know, potty trained well in one day. The bottle was gone in one day. The pacifier stayed with her until she was three.
Okay, hold on. So, pretty common. Okay. How do you break your child of the pacifier?
I know this is pretty common because my niece refuses to give up her pacifier. And
she's 14?
No, she's also three. So I would like to say that I'm going to avoid giving my child a pacifier. But then again, I also read that pacifiers reduce the risk of SIDS. So again, make the wrong decision and you're really in trouble. But my sister-in-law actually did this whole thing where right around the time that her son turned, I think two, it was Christmas time, and he actually mailed his pacifier to Santa Claus with his Christmas list. So in exchange for his pacifier, he was going to get new toys at Christmas. So that might work.
That is
good.
Smart.
That's really good.
You do the same thing.
That's a good one. I wish I'd have thought of that.
If it's not Christmas time, you could just trade it for some crack rocks or something like that.
With my niece, we're trying to get her to pack. She's packing up like all of her stuff that she doesn't use anymore, like her pull-ups and things like that. So she's creating a little box to give to her new cousin, Ella. So we're hoping that she'll include the pacifier, but fingers are still crossed on that one.
Great ideas.
So, that is so neat.
But other than those two things, I don't know. I have no idea how you get a child to give up a pacifier.
How'd you do it, Jennifer?
I had my daughter. When we were riding, I sat in the back seat with her, and I had her take her pacifier and told her, went cracked the window and said, "We're going to let your pacifier dry out. It's sticky. It's slabbery." And she held it up to the window, and I held it with her, and I accidentally dropped it out the window.
Accidentally?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Dropped it out the window, and I said, "Oh my gosh, your pacifier went bye-bye." And she cried. I mean, of course, she doesn't know that I could go and get another one.
My God, I hope you never have a kitten that you need to get rid of.
You need to stop. I wouldn't throw a kitten out a window.
Don't be ridiculous,
don't
Jeff.
Don't be stupid, Jeff. So did she, I mean, like, she cried and everything. Did she get over it? And
she cried, but she understood, like, she would say, passing on, you know, out the window, you know. She had a logical explanation why she didn't have her pacifier.
Because mommy's a psychopath.
Oh, my God. You are so rude.
Yeah, don't be rude, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
I have never heard of that way.
Somebody else I know actually, like, planted the pacifier, and then, like, daughter walked away for, like, an hour or so and put, like, a potted plant in its place. So, like, the pacifier grew into a flower, and then the baby would just, like, I know it's crazy, but then the baby would then watch the flower grow and didn't want the pacifier back.
I like that idea. That's
I do stuff like that.
I like that better than littering.
Right. That one's much better than throwing your child.
Just kidding.
I understand what she's saying. She's saying that it accidentally happened and the baby understood the fact that it was an accident. It's gone. So there's some loss there, but at least she's over it. Not the way I'd handle it, but it's handled nonetheless.
That child will never have any trust issues with mommy. Let me hold your pacifier. No. Clumsy. Throw crap out the window.
Butterfinger, Mom.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Dina, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Doing good. I have three little girls, and this is a situation that happened with my oldest daughter, so I kind of learned never judge anybody for what you see. But she about got lost in the mall. She was probably lost for 2 minutes, which felt like about 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I did something just that I never thought I'd ever do, just to keep track of my daughter. So,
all right, so how do you keep track of your daughter before she is lost is
like,
the question.
Like 1.5, 2 years old. She was a toddler.
I guess, I mean, I've always been told that you never take your eye off them, not even for a second, because they can run off the other way, but...
Not possible.
No, not possible. And we have, I'm married with, you know, my husband, and I'm a little more freaked out than most parents about something happening to them or someone taking them, so I'm a little more watchful probably than the average mom, and it still happened to me. I had to ensure it never happened again.
I mean, other than keeping them in a shopping cart or holding their hand or carrying them the entire time or keeping them in a stroller, what do?
There's that leash thing they see.
Yeah, that's what we did, the leash.
That's what Sam
did, really?
Yes, and I thought, you know, I before you become a mom, you see people with different things and you think, that is horrible. I would never do that. You think that. But then when something like that happens, you know, they come in all sorts of little, you know, teddy bears and all sorts of stuff, but we got our little leash, just not for all the time, but you can't, with a child in the mall, you can't keep them in the stroller all the time. They eventually will want out, and they do run around, and it can happen in a split second. So when she did get, we'd bring the leash to the mall, and then when she'd get whatever, you know, for, you know, 15 or 20 minutes, we'd put it on her.
I can't see doing that all the time, but I can see doing it in, like, if you're in a really, really crowded place where it's hard to keep up with a grown adult, I could do it. I would do it.
I just have never been able to do that with our kids. And when I see those kids on a leash, it just looks so odd to me.
But like if you're in like a really packed place where it's like shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
I
don't have an issue with
that. I would risk that rather than losing them.
I know a lot of people have problems with that. But like Tracy said, if your kid's at the Dogwood Festival and they want to get up out of their stroller for, you know, I mean, that's so wall-to-wall people. Time up to you. I mean, go out and buy a leash. Like, don't get, like, clothesline from the basement and fashion one, which I've actually seen before.
No way. Really?
That's scary.
Yeah, I saw somebody with, it was like, a bungee cord that they made out of a harness, and they had tied a little piece of rope to it.
Aww.
I was like, well, if you need to do it, you need to do it. I mean, it's only $10.
Hey, Marla, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, you'll be the last call here. What's up?
Wanted to give her advice for getting a toddler to stop using bad words.
Okay. Stop using. Give us a couple of examples of when your kid was using bad words and it embarrassed you.
Oh my gosh! A friend of mine told me to let my kids see Happy Gilmore. I've got three boys, and they were probably eight, 6, and 2.5, maybe 3. And so there's a word in the movie which I probably can't say on the air, but it starts with a J, and they kept calling each other that, and it was so embarrassing. And we were going from, I lived in Texas at the time, and we were going from in the car on a long drive actually here to visit family, and they kept saying that word in the car. And I'm like, guys, when you get around my mother and my grandmother, you can't use those words.
Oh, no.
And I was so worried because it just came out so easily, and so now she has to tell me how she would fix that.
All right. So how would you go ahead? I mean, because this is going to be a problem because you curse like a sailor.
Right.
So how is it possible your little girl's not going to pick up on your nasty words?
Well, first of all, I heard you never, ever acknowledge it. Like, you don't laugh or you don't smile or giggle when they say
it. You can't help it.
I know.
A 3.5-year-old cussing is the funniest thing in the world.
But the first time you do it, they realize they're going to get attention for it. So they keep doing it and doing it and doing it. So you can acknowledge it or at least not acknowledge it in a positive way the first time they say it. And then you have to tell them that we don't talk like that. That's not a very nice word. And then if they continue to do it, I guess you punish them however it is that you punish them, whether it's timeout or, in Melissa's case, spanking.
Drop them out the car window.
With a pacifier.
I did it a totally different way. Can I tell you?
Yeah, of course.
I let my kids have bad word time in the car. It was just me and the boys, and I told them, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get all the bad words out of the system, out of your system. My oldest is now almost 13, and we still occasionally do it, but he's never said a bad word ever. He's the nicest kid you could ever meet in your life.
I would tape that conversation.
Yes,
I'm
kidding. That was what I was thinking.
Yes.
Please record that.
Record
so
it.
What is it? Is it like 30 seconds? Is it a minute? Is it 2 minutes? And they could say whatever they want. And
could say whatever they want, but I always said the F word's off limits. You have to have something that's off limits. And
do you?
They went round and round, and bad words to kids might be totally different to bad words than us. But I mean, you'll get, you know, dirty pants and, you know, silly stuff. But at the same time, they're going to say the bad words over and over and over. And then they'll ask for bad word time, and then they'll ask for bad word time in front of their friends, and you'll say, no, that's inappropriate. And they know exactly when they can use bad words. And you want your kids, to me, to be able to be everything at home with you. You want them, you want to see all their ugly. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
I think it's brilliant.
I do too.
Do you participate?
Sometimes, yeah. If we're having a real bad day, I mean, I'm not perfect. I don't let them think that I'm perfect for a second. I'm a single mom with three boys. I don't know how to raise three boys. I'm learning every day.
Are you going
to
do the same thing with sex?
What'd you say?
Jeff!
Good. It's good that you didn't.
Yeah, Trace is about to put Jeff in timeout.
Well,
right, and Melissa's
going to
spank him.
No. We've had those DNA conversations, too, and it's like my face turns red, and we just all laugh.
So for 30 or 60 seconds, whatever they want to say is totally on loose. Throw it out there.
That's funny. Yes, but you've got to tape that. You've got to tape that.
I'm going to guess that Tracy will not allow cussing around Ella at any time.
Ever.
Even at 3 months.
But I'm guessing Bert's going home to have a conversation with Stacy today about bad word time
totally,
with
we
his
are
kids.
Green lighting it, man.
For her or for the kids?
Yeah. All of the above.
The Bert Show.